No wonder you're such a big hit at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. It's a pleasure.
Gracie, I think I've got it.
Well, I always knew you had it, but I didn't know where.
Ray, I just gave you a compliment.
Well, thanks, old boy. I'll smoke it later. First, I want Gracie to hear my poem.
Yeah, but don't drop the ashes on the rug.
Well, here it goes. If I could sing like a meadow lark and lay two eggs of blue, I'd rather be just a silkworm and knit two socks for you. I'm inspired.
Here, take my handkerchief. It is rather warm in here.
Ray, did that come out of your own head?
Oh, rather.
Sort of a wood carving.
Well, right? I put it over.
I thought so, yeah.
Say, Gracie, I just finished typing that speech you're going to make at Dallas. Already? Why, Bubbles, it only took you 3 days.
Well, you see, every time I got to the end of the line and heard the typewriter bell, I went out to lunch.
Don't I know?
Let me have it. Oh, and boys.
Yeah.
Now, I want you boys to tell me what you really think of the speech.
We'll be glad to do it.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back in Dallas. And before I go any further, I want to announce that all promises in this speech are fictitious, and any similarities to persons living are like George Burns is purely coincidental.
I'm not dead.
You want to bet?
Give me odds.
Wake up, America. Your country needs me. So pop out of bed. Mom out of bed,
yeah,
too.
Everybody out of bed.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of a certain little party, if you know who I mean.
You have an idea, yes.
I think I know
what you
mean.
It's our catching on week this
yes.
week. We know it.
This country is purely utilitarian. Are there any questions?
Gracie, what does utilitarian mean?
Are there any answers? Then I'll continue.
Yeah, continue. That'll be fine.
It's true that this is a baby's country, and every baby needs a change.
Is that so?
My political rivals say that what this country needs is more milk for the babies without delay. They say, let's take the bull by the horns. Well, that's foolish. They could never get milk that way.
I don't think so. Although I'll try it.
So, fellow voters, what this country needs is plenty. And even though it's impossible, I'll be glad to do it. Hello?
Ray!
Thanks.
What was that?
My friends, today millions of people are living who will never do it again.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Millions are being born for the first time.
You've got something there, sister.
And millions are doing nothing because it's the best offer they've had this week.
Mm.
And when you listen to the radio every 10 minutes, what do you hear?
My way is the spry way.
Quiet, Aunt Jane.
President, don't forget Gracie Allen on election day. I've never stolen a nickel, and all I want is a chance. Thank you.
Hey, you know, a speech like that is even bigger than Don Wilson.
Oh, you mean Fatty?
Yes, Tiny Fatty, yes.
So, Gracie, I loved your speech, especially where you mentioned Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.
But, Truman, she didn't mention Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.
But I did, yeah.
Well, and a big boy, too.
Well, how'd you like it, Fifty?
Well, Gracie, I don't think it fits.
You don't?
Well, what can you expect? He walked up 2 flights.
Frank, just exactly. What's the matter with my suit?
Well, I don't know, George. It's not the color because pale fudge looks good on you.
Thanks.
Not the fit because, George, that's the way you're built.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not the style because those suits may come back again.
Yeah. Then what is it, Frank? Jealousy?
No, it's apple, and I'll see you later.
Mm. I think I'll go get myself run over.
Oh, don't mind him, George. Frank, I think you've got a lot of nerve to say things like that. Someday you may be old and worn out like George's suit, too.
Well, now I feel better. Whoa.
Hello? Oh, how are you? It's Georgie Jessel.
Georgie Jessel?
Yes, I read it in the papers, Georgie, and congratulations. But I thought you were going to get married Friday. Oh, your wife made you wait till Saturday? Oh, there's no school Saturday. Goodbye.
Well, how do you like that? And I didn't think Jessel went to school.
I say, Gracie, I made a new start with my poem, and I think it's much better now.
Oh, good.
Here's it. If I had the wings of a butterfly, I could flutter here and there. A butterfly never has to shave, for it has no whiskers anywhere.
Ray, if you're trying to rhyme, Gracie, come in.
Good evening, Miss Allen. Remember me? I was here last week. I'm the census enumerator.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see you again.
I just heard a choice bit of gossip, and I can't keep it to myself any longer.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're not interested in other people's affairs. What they do is their own business.
Attagirl.
Their secrets belong to them, and it's no concern of ours. What did you hear?
Well, I don't know whether I should say anything or not, but that woman who lives around the corner from you...
Oh, you mean Mrs. Hemingway,
Yes, Mrs. Hemingway.
Oh, that's so funny. I always forget the second name.
Well, my dear, it seems... How far does this program go?
To New York City.
Good. I wouldn't want this to go any further.
Well, I wish this didn't go any further.
Mrs. Hemingway's husband.
Which one?
Which one? How many husbands has she got?
George, don't be nosy. Go ahead, mister.
Well, it seems that every time he goes to San Francisco...
Yes?
He doesn't go to San Francisco.
No?
No.
Isn't that just like a man?
Yes.
Well, tell me all about it. When he goes to San Francisco where he doesn't go, where does he go?
Oakland.
No. Really?
Yes. Fortunately for Mrs. Hemingway, Sally Rand is a very good friend of the family.
Well, that's a feather in his cap.
What's going on here? I thought all census information was strictly confidential.
Oh, poor Mrs. Hemingway. All the time that her husband is away, she does nothing but pace the floor.
No.
Yes, every night at the Coconut Grove.
You know his secretary, that beautiful little blonde?
Oh, you mean that pretty one who always leaves lipstick on his collar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a wonderful typist.
Yes, probably takes 120 kisses a minute.
But it's too bad about her shorthand.
What's the matter with her shorthand?
Well, his wife's gloves won't fit her.
Well, I've got to run along.
Wait a minute. Before you go, the house that the Hemingways live in, is that a one-story house or a two-story house?
Please, Mr. Burns, how dare you? We census takers have pledged to secrecy. Good day.
Where did you meet him?
Oh, isn't he cute? When I'm elected, I'm going to give him a much better job.
Is that so?
Yes, in the Secret Service.
As an undercover man, and he can stay there.
At last I've got the poem, Gracie. Here it is. When springtime knocks upon my soul, my heart sings like a joyous rabbit. But rabbits don't appreciate love. To them, it's just another habit.
Okay. There's no use going on. There's no way to make that rhyme. It's absolutely impossible to get a rhyme with birds and bees and skies of blue above you. You can write and write and write and write, but you'll never rhyme, Gracie, I love you. I did it.
You did.
Once more, an opportunity for you to get a copy of Gracie's campaign song, Vote for Gracie. Everybody's humming it and wants it. Now, all you have to do is this. Listen. Just write your name and address on the back of a Heinz Honey and Almond Cream carton. Send one carton of the 25-cent size or one of the 50-cent size or $1 size carton. Or, if you use the 10-cent size, send two cartons. Address your envelope to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California. And say, when you buy your Heinz, you'll find out what an extra creamy lotion can do for your hands. Why, even one application of this fine, fragrant lotion helps make chapped hands feel softer, look smoother right away. Heinz contains two vitamins, too, vitamins A and D. Use Heinz regularly for soft, thrilling honeymoon hands, the kind of hands he wants to hold. You can get Heinz Honey and Almond Cream at any toilet goods counter. Get Heinz tonight and send the Heinz carton tomorrow sure to Gracie Allen for your copy of her dizzy campaign song, Vote for Gracie. Address your envelope to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California.
And now Gracie will sing Sweet Potato Piper.
Oh, I'm dedicating my song to the members of the Axar Ben, who are holding their banquet in Omaha tonight.
Oh, good.
Do you remember Yuba, who played the tuba and made the rumba a popular beat? The peanut vendor was a solid sender, not to mention Piccolo Pete. Of course, you've heard of Sammy from Alabama, the old accordion man. Well, while we're on the subject, do you know why the bagoon began, do you? Music soothes the savage, that's a well-known phrase. But your heart becomes full of carol drums when the sweet potato piper plays. Go on, throw your hat up, shout a few hoorays, 'cause you can't hold back your jumping jack when the sweet potato piper plays. Though it's not a magic flute, there's a fascinating truth. It's not exactly beautiful. It's sort of like an, I don't know, I guess you call it cute. Sunbeams try new dances, songbirds sound their A's, and the world joins in with a great big grin when the sweet potato piper plays. Now when you vote for Gracie, that's me. Here's what she okays. Cast another vote for the plain of no. That's a sweet potato Piper plays. Comes inauguration, it will start a craze. Watch the diplomats kicking up their spats when the sweet potato Piper plays. At the presidential board, we won't have a band at all. Now we'll simply have this silly type, a tootin' on the scooter and a pipin' on his pipe. All the boys in Congress soon will shout his praise. All the world joins in with a great big grin when the sweet potato piper, the sweet potato piper plays.
We'll all be back again next Wednesday night at the same time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Vote for Gracie!